Yeah. No, it is not Friday, but it is a Decca Yeah week. Not a Decca Yeah day, but a Decca Yeah week. What's cracking? Welcome to the program. Why is that? But because it's Smack Off week, that's why. Yeah. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. We have so much to get done. So much to get done, because the reality is we have only two actual shows before the main event. And Wednesday, under the best of circumstances, under normal circumstances, is a very busy day. So let me lay it all out for you. Starting with the fact that we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. This you know. Wednesday, open phones in hour number one. And then all hell breaks loose. Then we do something I prefer not to do, but I will do on occasion if I have to. We go back to back to back to back. Not ideal. However, sometimes there is no way around it. And what I mean by that is, top of hour number two, we've got a conversation with a offensive lineman with Philadelphia Eagles, Jordan Mailata. We will chase that part of the back-to-back with a conversation with a running back for the Broncos, Melvin Gordon. Wednesday is always a beef day. Always a beef day, but we move it around within. Today, the What's Your Beef segment is at 10:40. Hence, back-to-back-to-back. Top of hour number three, Baron Davis. I've not spoken to him in a minute or two. Turner Sports NBA analyst, Baron Davis. Two-time All-Star, Baron Davis. Former jungle guy, Baron Davis.
This is Baron Davis of the Golden State Warriors. You have entered the jungle, and you're listening to my boy, Jim Rome. I'm out.
Wonder if he regrets saying that back in the day. That was a while ago. This is Baron Davis of the Golden State Warriors, and you are entering the jungle. Alvin's got everything documented. So that's how the four interviews are. So the hell am I going to do around all that? I've got three interviews, a beef segment, and I've got lots of smack-off business to tend to. Oh, and an ATP? All of that today. Telephone number is toll-free. 1-800-636-8686. I laid this out in an Instagram post, but Wednesday is also Golden Ticket D-Day. If you're holding a golden ticket, enjoy it. You may not be holding it much longer. Those holding have got to be sweating it right now. Somebody's getting reverse choppered. The chopper's coming. You know this.
This is the chopper!
I'll find a way to get that in. So really quickly, telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. You can hit me up on social media, on Twitter at Jim Rome. Also, find me on Instagram at Jim Rome, and you can email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. So I would love to get right to it, but it takes me a moment to set things up on a day like this. So that's it. Let's get right to it. Let me start with the NFL. It happened. The moment that everybody knew was coming became official yesterday. Rob Gronkowski is retiring. Yes, I know I said pretty much the exact same thing more than 3 years ago, but here we go again. Robert James Gronk. Gronkowski announced that he is retiring. Again, possibly, maybe, potentially, temporarily. I hope so. Not because I want him to, but I don't want this situation to be one where he's going back and forth and going all Brett Favre and all Tom Brady with it. I'm going to go by with what he posted. On Instagram, he wrote, quote, "I will now be going back into my retirement home, walking away from football again. Notice again, with my head held high, knowing I gave it everything I had, good or bad, every time I stepped on the field." He goes on, quote, "The friendships and relationships I've made will last forever, and I appreciate every single one of my teammates and coaches for giving everything they had as well, from retirement, back to football, and winning another championship, and now back to chilling out. Thank you to all." End of quote. All right, that works. That's cool. As I said 3 years ago, I am never going to tell a guy when to retire or when not to retire, but if you've taken the punishment that Gronk has taken over the years, this is the right move. The guy would be walking away while he can still walk. Of course, when I said that after he walked away in 2019, he walked right back in 2020 when Tom Brady went to Tampa. And sure enough, Tom himself got in on that fake retirement act. earlier this year by quitting and spending about, I don't know, a half a minute with his family, and then realizing that it's much more fun to work 100-hour work weeks than it is to hang out with the family. But I guess I have to act like there's a chance that this might actually be a final legitimate retirement for Gronk. After all, the guy is 33. He's had numerous back surgeries. He's had a torn ACL. He's had a broken arm. He's had a bad hammy and more. I mean, busted up. If there was ever somebody who should walk away from the game, it's Gronk. Because every extra game that he plays is like Russian roulette, right? It's a roll of the dice. A roll of the dice on a lifetime of pain in retirement. And by the way, he had a hell of a career. 4 Super Bowl rings, the most 100-yard games by a tight end, the only tight end in history with 3 seasons of 1,000 yards and 10-plus touchdowns, and a nice, easy, smooth trip to Canton. And then, of course, one great soundbite after another, we have Yo Soy Fiesta.
We just got to keep working hard. We got to make sure we're focused coming into the Super Bowl.
Entonces, bueno, hoy habrá que celebrar, ¿no, Roberto? Tequila, cerveza, un poquito de todo. Tonight, celebrate a little bit, ¿no?
Sí. Yo soy fiesta.
Gracias.
Sí. Brillante. Excelente. No problema. Inteligente. Listo. Gronco.
Yo soy fiesta.
What a great line. What a great, great exchange. And how about this? Who could ever forget that legendary gal on the legendary Gronk cruise?
I'm trying to get laid.
You're trying to get laid?
Yeah.
So why are you on the Gronk cruise?
To sleep with Gronk.
But you understand that's tough. That's going to be tough.
It might be tough because there's like way hotter chicks than me, but I'm hoping I'm a little bit more freaky than them.
Incredible. In other words, I don't have to deal with them. They have to deal with me. So if this is the end, it's been an amazing ride. But, and there's always a but here, I'm not sure anybody believes this is actually the end or that he's actually retiring. And I'm not talking about me or his teammates or other randos. I'm talking about his agent. Drew Rosenhaus told Adam Schefter that he is not convinced that this is the end for Gronk. Quote, "It would not surprise me if Tom Brady calls him during the season to come back and Rob answers that call. This is just my opinion, but I wouldn't be surprised if Rob comes back during the season or next season." End of quote. Listen, I'm not saying that a retirement is a fake. I'm not saying that this is a stunt. I'm not saying that we should ignore it. But if your own agent doesn't really believe that you're done playing, that's something. If your own agent, on the day that you announce your retirement, is saying that he pretty much expects you to come back this year or next, that's saying something. And what it says is, what are we doing here? I mean, what are we doing here? Is he really actually walking away from the game, or does he just not want to go through training camp? Like, what are we doing here? Is Rob Gronkowski the new Brett Favre? Are the Bucks going to have to get Tommy and some of the fellas to gas up a private jet, to fly to Gronk, interrupt his Dilla hunt, and convince him to come out of retirement at some point? Woo! Listen, Gronk is awesome. I mean, he really is. He's great. He completely changed the game. It's a fact. He changed how NFL football is played in the modern era. That big lug lumbering down the field with his giant hamburger helper gloves was an absolute nightmare for linebackers and DBs and anybody else who got in his way. And if this really is the end, good for him. I'm genuinely pleased for Gronk. I love Gronk. However, if this is some stupid semi-retirement where you skip training camp and the first few weeks of the season, and then everybody falls all over themselves when there's, quote, breaking news that he's coming back, man, keep me the hell out of it. Keep me out of it. Not interested. Just like I don't need some teaser about an announcement from Gronk that everybody thinks is about him unretiring and turns out to be him announcing that he is endorsing a product. Don't need that. Keep me out of that too. And If and when he does come back, I don't need anyone going Susie Waldman on it.
Roger Clemens is in Georgia's box, and Roger Clemens is coming back. Oh, my goodness.
Robert Gronkowski is in the owner's box, and Robert Gronkowski is coming back. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, my goodness.
Of all the dramatic things I've ever seen.
Of all the dramatic things I've ever seen, Roger Clemens.
Gronk, my man. If you're thinking about retiring, you should retire. In fact, the very moment you start thinking about retirement is the very moment you should fill out the papers and go find another gig, or a beach, or a bar, or a golf course, or another cruise, or whatever you want. I mean, then again, it is June, right? Of course he's retired. Allegedly. Who doesn't want to retire at the start of summer? Hell, I'd walk right out of this studio right now and retire. But for Rob, check back with me in September. Big dude, you're not asking me for my advice, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Always forward, never back. Always forward, never back. Say goodbye. File the paperwork. Post pictures of you on the couch with that awesome family of yours and your friends. And thank your teammates. Maybe even do a word cloud of everybody you ever played with and tweet it out like Ryan Fitzpatrick. Hell, my dude. I mean, you have denied yourself for so long. Well, not really. Actually, you look like you've never missed a good party. I mean that in a good way. But you know what you should do? And I know it's kind of the antithesis of the Gronk family because you guys are all lugged up and shredded. But man, get fat.
Fat.
Get fat.
Fat.
Get fat,
fat,
get your agent to pick up some sponsorships, well, more of them, and then just move on. But whatever you do, do not go Brett Favre on us. Do not go Tom Brady on us. It's tired, it's played, it's not cool. Nobody likes or appreciates that. If you're retired, congrats. An amazing football life. Stay retired. If you want to come back and play, do that. Just don't play us. Play or don't play, but don't play us. Play or don't play, but don't play us. Nobody appreciates that. All right, so that is your top story. In and around the other top story, which is an ongoing story, which is the Jungle Smack-Off. We were talking late into the night last night, making final decisions on the Smack-Off field. We're not there yet, by the way. Today's a big day. It's Golden Ticket D-Day, meaning some of you will still be in the field and some of you will not be in the field. I'm also going to shout out to some Jungle OGs. It is kind of a Hail Mary, not because we need it, but because I want it. And I might pull an OG in that way. Otherwise, if nothing changes, we are ready to roll. Friday is the big day, so it's the day before the day before the actual day. Hate when I mess with my phone like that. I love that phone. Other things to talk about. I do want to get into the Angels. How about Shohei Ohtani? This guy knocks in 8 runs and they still lose. Only the Angels. I mean, I would say only the Angels, but even that's more Angel than I could have ever imagined. The hell does this guy have to do to get a win? He knocked in 8 runs and they still lost. I'd love to pin that on Joe Maddon. I mean, I'd love to. But he's gone, and they still suck.
Thanks, Joe.
Did any of us really think that this was their year? That is incredible and so hard to believe.
It's in our year.
And it's not their year. It's not their decade. It's not their century. All right, so the beef segment's coming up at 10:40. That is Pacific time. Everything is Pacific time. 10:40, what is your beef? In and around all of that, Jordan Mailata. Melvin Gordon, Baron Davis, who I've not checked in with in a moment or two. Let me see if I've got some reaction before I go to break. Vance Mack, I woke up to a vision. Flight of the Valkyries is playing in the background. The UH-1 Huey is storming across the jungle. Jock is in the back of the bird, freaking out like Chief. Alvy is holding the surfboard, and there is a shirtless Lieutenant Colonel Van Smack, complete with his sunglasses and Army cavalry hat. I love the sound of ripping a golden ticket in the morning. It sounds like victory. Thanks, Mark, in parts unknown. Hey, Mac. Haven't seen you in a while. Nice to have you back. We all know that sound. We know the glorious sound of somebody getting a golden ticket. We know the even more glorious sound of somebody losing a golden ticket. Dear Jim, we would like to take this opportunity to welcome Gronk into retirement. We wish him all the best during this transitional phase. Sincerely yours, MJ, Brett Favre, Tom Brady, and Mike in Indy. Tristan in Maine. That is one of the storylines, right? Mike in Indy. What's he going to do? I think that Mike in Indy likes being one of the storylines. Mikey de la Creme. Dude, I'm not getting on my knees. You know I would love to see you on Friday. You know you make it better. Just do it, man. We'd love to have you. But that is one of the storylines. I mostly know who is showing up and who's not, except for a couple. All right, 1-800-636-8686. You are almost out of time, but the incredible thing is it's not too late. You could still get in the field. Keep your car looking its absolute best year-round with 303 cleaners and protectants. 303's revolutionary graphene nanospray coating gives you professional protection in a simple-to-use spray formula. It will keep your car's paint protected for up to 12 months and give an insane level of depth and gloss. You can also use their brand-new 303 graphene detailer to boost protection, slickness, and shine throughout the year. It can even be used for quick cleanups of light dust and fingerprints in between washes. So, for a 1-2 punch to keep your car looking its best, look no further than 303's line of graphene products, 303 graphene nanospray coating to protect, and 303 graphene detailer to boost protection, slickness, and shine. Both products are available right now at Advance Auto Parts, AutoZone, and select Walmart locations. Go to 303radio.com for more information.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
I'm not gonna lie, like I'm coming out of my skin right now. I'm coming out of my chair. I am hyped. Being the pro that I am, and the fact that I've done this like 900 years, I know that it's a long race. I mean, even the day itself is a long race, so I'm trying to chill out. But I'm feeling it. I'm feeling smack off week. I'm feeling that energy. I like my energy. I like my own energy. Remember, the smack off itself is sponsored by Famous Smoke Shop. Famous-Smoke.com. Famous-Smoke.com. It is American-owned. It is a family-owned business, and they deliver your favorite premium cigars at the lowest prices, and they've done so for over 80 years. You know you're good if you're in business that long. Famous Smoke Shop. Famous Smoke Shop. They are the title sponsor, the lead sponsor of the Smack Off, and they are putting up the $5,000. Winner of the event gets $5,000. Runner-up still gets nothing. Third place finisher, not even a set of steak knives. So, winner take all. Now, I've been shouting out and calling out listeners saying, if you want in, it's not too late. I'll give you an example. This guy was in the field last year. Good enough to get in. So, you know he has game. This guy was in the field last year, but has not called since. The kind of guy that he could catch lightning in the bottle with the right call and rip a golden ticket on Golden Ticket D-Day. Let's see if he's got what it takes. Again, let me set that up. He was in the field last year, got on the air, but we have not heard from him since then. Let's go to Green Bay. Jeremy in Green Bay. Jeremy, what's going on?
Yo, what up, pimp? Hey, RIP to Tyler and his career as a caller. Enjoy your unofficial official ban, loser. America will celebrate yesterday as our independence from Canadian representation in the smack-off. This dude's out hunting moose so often, Jim, he forgot how to chase tail. You spent some more time in the bush, Tyler. Now you're attracted to those unkempt Canadian versions of Portland women. Why don't you go reunite with that Sasquatch in Calgary? It's a match made in hell. And how are you going to compare Silk's face to Left's ass? It doesn't even make sense, bro. Silk is so tan, he's the Reese Witherspoon of the jungle. Shout out, pup. Put some Aveeno on that face, brah. Now, Tyler, let an American show you how to make that joke sound funny. Well, Jim, I guess you could say CBS had to crop that hideous photo of Left's ass from the montage because it was too ugly, too pasty white, because it looked too much like Shawnee the Cabin Asian's face. That's how it's done, Tyler. USA a billion, Canada zero, you bitch. And when Canadians are standing in bread lines this fall, don't expect America to save your asses. We have our own food supply crisis to worry about. Jeff in Richmond keeps eating all the damn food. Hey, Lef, a lot of people heard your RSVP, including Caleb's parents. Seriously, Lef, they heard all that fat, virgin, doesn't have a girlfriend smack, and they want you to know, Lef, you forgot ugly, lazy, and a freeloading son of a bitch. Now let's see all those golden ticket-holding jabronis follow that, Jim. Talk to you later.
Jeremy in Green Bay. The thing about that is, Jeremy, number one, welcome back. I like that energy. I mean, you kind of did dance all over the personal appearance is not show fodder smack line. That said, Alvin, I did say it would be possible to catch lightning in a bottle. He had been in the field last year, and you're reminded of why that is with a call like that. Good energy, good smack, mostly. Good enough to get into the field last year. Didn't do any damage once he got in. And now 1 year to the day, almost, he's trying to get back in. Back door, side door, with a golden ticket. But isn't that the whole point of the golden ticket? Alvin?
I've got a golden
give him his golden ticket.
I've got a golden
Jeremy,
ticket.
That does not guarantee that you get on. Hell, that doesn't even guarantee that you'll still have it. Before the end of this show, I might take it back. You still have to make it to Friday, then get through the door onto the big stage on Friday. But you're in the game. You see, all it took was one call. It's possible. You can do it. If you have a golden ticket, you may not. Next segment. As soon as next segment, you want to solidify that. He's back in the field. 1-800-636-8686. This guy, last year, finished where? Eighth. He's already in. This guy's a guarantee. If he calls on Friday, he is guaranteed to get on the air, which is why I respect the fact that he's calling on Wednesday before the big day. That's why he goes right to the front of the line. Top 10 last year, guaranteed to get on the air Friday because he's got enough to win the whole thing. Let's go to, I love Smack Off Week. I love Smack Off Week. I just gave a guy a golden ticket, and I've got a top 10er from last year calling in hour number one on Wednesday. Mark in Boston. Dude, what's going on?
Jimmo, man, Jeremy, look at you, slugger. I figured we'd already reached the elevator weight limit for Wisco bags. We got Caleb topping out. Now we got to fit Chris and Southeast sweatpants in there with his 300 pounds. Benny's a bit of a wave, so I bet we could squeeze about 300 more in that elevator before the cable snaps. Good job, Jeremy. Hey, Jimmy. I do hope that you take Drizzle's call Friday because you could easily knock out three birds with one stone. Number one, we've already got a homeless dude in Ira Craig. Ding! We've got an angry for no reason douche nozzle in Rick and Buffalo. Ding, ding! And we've already got a 400-pound dude who brags about his luxury sled and says the same damn thing every time he calls. So you take Drizzle, we can easily knock Jeff and Rich right out of the field and save up some about 10 minutes for some real talent. And I get that it's golden ticket D-Day, so let me go ahead and burn some of my material since, you know, most of them are going to be gone in about an hour. I had this whole bit about Ms. Nika doing post-draft tenderoni grades, but trying to write takes about her on the wrestling mat made me vomit quite a bit. Simply put, James in Portland is a pervert. There's a pervert in the jungle right now, and I'm going to tell you once again, it's James. And no one else is really worth mentioning. Get to the Choppa, clowns. Get to the Choppa, Tyler in Edmonton. Tyler, I really hope you get it together soon because that call was so trash. Drizzle searching it for dinner tonight. Basically, if you don't come up with a better call than that after not calling for a whole year,
Alvy, cue up the Tom Petty.
I don't come around here no more.
There's going to be a lot of heartbreakers on the Friday, Jim. See ya.
Oh, dude, you're good. You are so good, dude. Mark in Boston. My man. Tyler's call was such trash that Drizzle was searching it for dinner. I don't know, yo. I don't mess with Drizzle. He made that pretty clear yesterday. You don't want that. But I respect that Mark wants that. And I don't think he'll be the only one. Let me tell you how tough the field is. That guy right there made that call on Wednesday. I want to reiterate, if guys are coming in 2 days before and they're coming in that hot, that means they'll be ready to roll on Friday. Otherwise, they're hoarding their material. That guy's got enough game, enough swagger, enough confidence that he knows he can come in on Wednesday. Just kind of run it out there, and it will not impact his call on Friday. If anything, he's building momentum. I love that. That's cutting room floor material. And I want to reiterate, that guy right there, that guy's good, really good. And he finished in eighth last year. That's how tough that competition is. That's how deep the field is. Rack him, Alvin. That's the epitome of, do you make it better? Hell yes. That guy makes it much better. All right, I also mentioned that if there's a watch party, people congregate, and there's certain establishments that actually air the program. You know, we're on CBS Sports Network. We're a part of a simulcast. The radio show, this just in, the radio show has been on TV, too, for several years on CBS Sports Network. I know some of you don't know that. So there are establishments that rally behind it that air the show up in their bar or their restaurant, and there are actual watch parties. Apparently, there is one in Escondido. That would not be the first time, I don't think. Let's go there right now. Eric in Escondido. Eric, what's going on? How are you?
What's up, Rome? Thanks for the vine. Hey, really looking forward to this Friday smack off, as it's kind of a personal jungle anniversary for myself. 20 years ago Friday, working on my grandpa's farm in Kansas, flipping through the radio stations, trying to find something different, and I landed on KFH and heard a bunch of dudes with crazy names like Silk Rock, Kerwin, and whatever the heck a Kablan Asian is, absolutely eviscerating each other. I was lucky enough to stumble into the jungle in the middle of a smack off and thought that's what the show was all the time. You always tell people, give the show 2 weeks. It only took me two segments to be hooked. Thanks for all the smiles and laughs over the last 20 years, Romy. So to celebrate the sacred holiday and my 20 years in the jungle, we are having a watch party this Friday in Escondido at an establishment that, if I'm not mistaken, Jim, you have frequented a time or two. We will be at Pounders on Grand Avenue in Escondido, 8:30 Friday morning. The fine people who own this historical landmark of Escondido are going to be opening early for the clones. So let's show them some love and get a good turnout. Shout out to all the San Diego County clones. Come out, have some cold ones. Looking at you, Abigail. Put the apparatus down. Cruise up to North County. Even you, V and the Fee. I didn't realize till yesterday that the Fee was actually Menifee, but you're welcome to come down from that landfill and join us also. Pounders on Grand in Escondido. Open it at 8:30 for Bloody Mary, shooters, and ice cold beers all day. As for the event itself, I'm going to be rooting for a Cali victory, Jim. I don't really care if it's Left, Mark in Hollywood, or the BIC. All those dudes are hilarious. But after yesterday's profile, I put my money on the assassin, Broadway Victor, to win his second. But in reality, I don't care if it's the BIC, the VIC, or anyone else, as long as it's not that Delta Bravo in Buffalo. The DBB is the worst caller in the history of the smack off, and it would be a travesty and insult to the jungle if he won. And the bitch I'm talking about is not Paul's dog. Go away, Rick. Never come back. Hey, before I go, quick shout out to all the male nurses out there. Thank you, nurses, for setting aside your manliness, drowning out what little glimmer of masculinity you had left to choose a woman's career and wear pajamas to work every day. What happened? Beauty school didn't let you in? War Eye of Frady making the single greatest call in the history of the jungle on February 3rd, 2020. Look it up. War Chief's Kingdom. See you at Pounders on Friday. I'm out.
Dude. How do you wreck a perfect call with that? I'm stunned. I mean, my man, I can't wait for this call to end to hype my dude up. And then he comes with that Merce blast? Come on, E. You know we're not having that. Come on, dude. That's not acceptable. I can't have that. So is there a way for me Let's be very clear about this. That's not cool. I do not condone that at all. At all. At all. Nothing amusing about that. Anybody on the front line doing the hard work that most people do not want to do, I am very thankful for. So I can't condone that. So what I'm going to ask myself right now is, can I separate that from the rest of the call? Because the rest of the call was amazing. Amazing. The way he found the jungle, the way he just dropped in on the smack off. And I am familiar with that spot, Sounders, in Escondido. If I'm not mistaken, Pounders, my bad, I'm sorry. If I'm not mistaken, Pounders was one of the first establishments I ever went to for an appearance. When I worked at 690 AM, they sent me out there, and I'd never been there before. And that, I mean, if you're 20 years, that might have been 30 years ago. Anyway, so if there is a listener party there, absolutely hit that up. Again, we are not, that's not a paid announcement. I'm just looking for people. If people are celebrating the smack off and congregating and mobilizing and they're a part of it, I am all for that. I was all for all of that, except for the, quote, merc smack. Come on, dude. We're not doing that. Again, I'm thankful for anybody who's putting themselves out there to make the world safer and healthier and better. All right, when we come back, it's a wild week. Do you feel that energy? Do you feel the smack off energy? Do you feel the smack off Mo? That's why it's tough to go back to back to back to back. This might be one of the rare days where I cancel a guest instead of waiting for a guest to cancel on me. I've never done that.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Wednesday includes the ATP, the Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit your question there. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Again, I love the energy. We are going to go back to back to back to back, but keep the energy up. Smack off 28 now in 2 days. I've spent the last month profiling every legitimate contender that's going to be in the field. But today, one thing that I do want to do, I want to shout out to some people who probably will not call on Friday. Don't get me wrong. I want them to call on Friday. All of them, truly, they all have invites. They don't even have to RSVP. This group is so exclusive, they can show up unannounced, and I will put them in the field, maybe even get them on the air. I just don't think that any of them will call because none of them have called in many years. But if any of them do, there is a very good chance they'll get on. It's the toughest invite to get. The best rager ever. The one that everybody wants, but almost nobody gets. And these people that I'm about to mention can walk right into it. And I want to make sure you're all schooled on who they are in the event that any of them do decide to jump in. Honestly, this group deserves the run anyway, even if they don't call, because without this group, the Smackoff would not be what it is right now. So let's talk about a few of the OGs, starting with the one OG who made his way back into the jungle this year. That's right, my dude Otis in Austin, who shocked the world with his surprise return after over a decade in hiding.
Tom Cruise can make a comeback after almost 40 years. Do a sequel to the Top Gun, and Otis can rise up out of the mothballs and try an RSVP for that there smack off. Hey, Rome, I hear that Jim and Fall Rivers entered a mule in the Preakness. That's whack.
So, pretty amazing to have Otis back in the fold. Then he stuck around and he got really comfortable. Maybe too comfortable. I know he badly wanted that golden ticket to the big dance, but I have been Matumboing him for months. So right now, I'm about to show a token of my appreciation, called a tip of the hat to the OGs. My man Otis, believe it or not, you're in.
Because I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket.
Not because I think you'll win, because I know you won't. But as a tip of the hat to the OGs, and you are that, my guy. You are that, and I appreciate you coming back. In fact, I like to welcome back the prodigal son or sons. Loyalty and longtime fandom will always be rewarded in the jungle. So Otis has a golden ticket. Does not guarantee that he'll get on the air that day, but he has a ticket. Which moves me right on to shouting out the most prolific sibling act ever on the program, the brothers DiTola, Jeffrey the Esquire, and Doc Mike. Three straps between the two of them. Neither of them have come around in years, but they both have lifetime exemption status because they both literally were here at the very beginning. Both these dudes, the brothers, called into the Great American Smack-Off in its inaugural year, 1995. Then the following year, in something of an upset, Jeffrey ripped the crown at Smack-Off 2.
I don't want to be a legend anymore. I don't need my own 800 number to call the jungle. I don't want my own radio show. I'm tired of being one of your boys like Husto and Psycho Mike. I want to stay on hold forever like everyone else. I want to be the one on the other end of the line when you say, in order of the longest wait, 153 minutes, Jeffrey E. DiTola. So here's the first call from the new me. Okay, Jim, you're huger than really big things. Next, women's basketball rules. Why? Because they're so fundamentally sound. Next, I know that bowling is a sport. Why? Two reasons. Because you have to wear special shoes and because I do it. Jim, doctors who can prescribe drugs for their brother's rule. Jim, from now on, as far as I'm concerned, I am the anti-legend. I am Jeffrey E. DiTola, Esquire, king of the clones. Rack me!
The most humble champ ever, Jeffrey DiTola. He won the second one. Fellas, it's been too long for both of you. Jeff and Mike, you've got those fancy lifetime exemptions. Go ahead and use them. By the way, you can earn a lifetime exemption by ripping a strap. That's how they did it. Or by being freaking awesome over an extended period of time. And that is Terrence and Sierra Madre's deal, a.k.a. the best to never win one. The best caller ever to this program to never be named King of Smack. In fact, Terrence never even finished better than third in his 15 Smack-Off appearances, but he is still an out-and-out jungle legend, and this is why.
But at least he's better off than poor old Steve Garvin, who has to constantly tell kids, no, I'm not your dad. I'm Steve Garvin, okay? You want Steve Garvey. He's the one who pumps chicks like a rabbit on crystal meth, not me.
Hi, Freddy. He's a scared, coward a-hole, and if I ever meet him on the street, I will fight him. Brett from Corona. I'm assuming that's not Brett from Corona Del Mar, but Brett from Corona Del Trailer Park. Hey, as much as I enjoy hearing you put the wood to Ia Frady, it seems to me your whole beef with him is based on the fact that he hasn't died yet. You know, I just hope when the years start creeping up on you, you will follow your own advice and hoist yourself up on a shower rod. Was it really that long ago that a fresh, mole-faced kid out of Cal State Fullerton stopped watching porn long enough to enlighten the world about the thin line of blasphemy? Well, I was screening calls for Jim Rome. Hey, weaklings, better not cross the thin line of blasphemy. I wish I was home watching porn today, but I'm wooden and laconic. It looked like Eric Gagne, M-O-L-E, that spells free, DexterManley.com, baby. Come on, everybody now. Sing along. Screw it.
Incredibly, it's been 12 years now since Terrence checked himself into the game on the biggest day of the jungle calendar. I mean, can you imagine what that sounded like more than a decade ago? He did make a shocking cameo in Left and Laguna's winning call back in 2017. But I think I speak for everybody when I say that's not nearly enough. Not nearly enough. We all want more Terrence. I'm pretty much certain that we won't get any more Terrence, but we all want more Terrence. Another OG who fell off the face of the jungle earth until showing up with Left back in 17, Kerwin in Riverside. And as great as it was to see him a few years back, where I really want to see him is in the mix on the main event day, because in his day, Kerwin could hang with anybody. In fact, nobody was as smooth as this cat when he snagged a silver back in Smackoff 5.
You know, the other day I was watching the Bricks gift wrap another game away by giving the ball to Ewing in the fourth quarter. And being the avid sports fan that I am, recognizing all aspects of the game at every given moment, the one thing I constantly kept noticing was, my God, I've parked my car in garages smaller than this guy's nostrils. I mean, if Amazon.com is still looking for a place big enough to store their books and CDs, Patrick's your man. And I still can't figure out for the life of me how this guy wasn't able to get the NBA players a better deal. I figured he would have just walked right into the meeting and worn the owners down by sucking all the oxygen out of the room. But I guess trees make a lot of oxygen, but you use a lot of oxygen, eh, Patrick?
Kerwin, incredible. My man, love to see you on Friday. Speaking of dudes who've been gone for nearly 20 years, the door is always open for the OG legend, Jim in Fall River. Unfortunately, he's been AWOL since 04. This is how good this guy is. I'm still chasing a guy who has been AWOL since 04, and it's because of calls like this.
You know, last night I was trying to cast a mental picture of what the jungle might sound like without the host, without the famous guests, without the facts and the emails, and without my takes. It wouldn't be a very appealing sound. I love trouble. For a few clones, I hate you all a-holes on the street. I avoid you at any cost. You are lined up to piss on my debut. Your prize will be a leg and a boot. Barking Mark in Buffalo. Just the fact alone that you chose Flutie to run smack on makes you look like the no-take wonder you are. I can't wait for you to break out with some Lance Armstrong or Eric Davis smack. You know, the only way you can win this thing is if you call on a cell phone while barrel-jumping Niagara. Bet you can't do it, buddy. Before Hasek arrived, Buffalo's greatest athlete was Bob McAdoo. Look how that turned out. The only thing Buffalo has over Kraft Chester is a chicken wing recipe that you didn't actually invent.
Oh, Jim, what is that animal in the background?
She was Lizzie Borden, and the house now is a historically present...
I'm telling you, this is why I've been chasing this guy for nearly 20 years. That call was so far ahead of its time. That call holds up with almost any call made today. Jordan Mailata and Melvin Gordon, when we come back, do not lose that smack-off energy. Hour number two, straight ahead.